The International Court of Justice at The Hague has begun its first hearing in a case submitted by Tehran over Washington's reimposition of anti-Iran sanctions. Iran's lawyer said that Washington has used false claims and fabricated evidence to justify the reimposition of sanctions. He called on the world court to order the U.S. to immediately lift the sanctions. Tehran's representative noted that the U.S. wants to damage Iran's economy as severely as possible. Iran filed the lawsuit in late June, just weeks after the administration of President Donald Trump reimposed the wave of unilateral sanctions. The U.S. move followed Trump's decision to pull out of the 2015 multilateral nuclear agreement. Tehran says the measures also violate the 1955 friendship treaty between the two countries. The oral hearings at The Hague will last for 4 days, and a decision is expected within a month. Riaz Karim, director at Veritas Center for Strategic Studies, joins us from London. Obviously, Iran does have a case. I don't think there's any question about that. And in terms of the sanctions, where they are illegal if they're based on a foundation of lies. But the bottom line is, will this make a difference in terms of Iran getting its rights if the U.S. is not a signatory of the ICC? At least that's the latest that we have on that.
Well, you know, the 1955 Treaty of Amity and Economic Relations between Iran and United States is basically just that. That is what the U.S. is going to argue. And because the United States is not a signatory to the ICJ, it is not going to make an iota of difference to the U.S., whatever the outcome may be, because they will claim that they, you know, they do not recognize the outcome of the case, and this is not the first time they would do that. That there's many instances that they have done that, but the truth of the matter is that Iran is actually being bullied into agreeing something that is not of interest to the United States more than it is of interest to Israel and Saudi Arabia. And so, you know, the U.S. is basically being a police to that. Now, when it comes to the court case, Iranian economy is already hurting so much because of this court case. You know, the devaluation of the money. You have even European companies such as Total, Siemens, Daimler, Peugeot, Renault, they've all suspended business with Iran already. And you know, these are the consequences of Donald Trump undoing, systematically undoing what President Obama had put into action. So that has been his mantra since day one, is to undo everything that President Obama has done. And the Iran case is one of them. So I don't know whether this is really going to make any difference at all. It may make difference on paper, based on what is going on, that Iran may be able to say that this is really irreparable prejudice against the Iranian people. You know, I'm not sure what the United States' response to that would be. Although they have sent their lawyers to go and argue the case, and they're gonna put this into such a context and churn it out of their propaganda machine so much that people will start believing what they say. But the truth of the matter is that this is truly irreparable prejudice.
Riaz Karim, thank you.